Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Holy crap, we're streaming at you. We're still on the air today at crabdiving.com from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after, you know, whatever time it is if you're listening live. I don't do that part anymore.
Jeez, hey, CNN, if you guys have any openings, I mean...
I think they do.
I think the Crabs would be a great addition.
They have an opening, too, you saw. Did you see?
Who?
They fired Don Lemon today.
Oh, yeah, that's who I mean. CNN.
Oh, I thought you meant for Tucker.
No. See, Tucker's on Fox. That's why I said, hey, CNN, if you have any... I assume that we're just, you know, the wrong speed for Fox News.
Join us, or thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission, doesn't cost you fuck. And, join us on Twitter, tweet us, or slip into our DMs on the, during the show. And, I'll sort through all the, all the spam and all the you guys suck, messages.
Do people say mean things to us?
Occasionally.
Fuck you.
Libtard.
Hey. Shut the fuck up. Come on. We're just trying to make America great again, right? Isn't that what you want, you stupid fucks?
Let's check the headlines. Gee, I wonder what it is. HuffPost still has Tuck Off.
Tuck Off! Kaboom! I think this was Rupert's master plan and waiting so long.
I think
all that shit comes out about Tucker, and now he's justified. He's like, Tucker lied to Trump.
There was, I did see a story not that long ago, a few minutes ago, about that they think it came directly from the top.
What do you mean? Like Rupert?
That Rupert himself is like, fire him.
Yeah. That old fuck.
Fox News announced today it's parting ways with far-right primetime host Tucker Carlson.
Nine!
A statement by the network read, Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor.
Damn, I'm firing all these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying that all these people, they were part of the problem with this Dominion shit. We need to fire everyone and start all over and pay everybody a lot less. And I have to pay shit for talent now.
Listen to HuffPo. Fox News did not say why it's parting ways with the host, who has become known for his strident racism, homophobia, xenophobia, and misogyny, and for leaning increasingly into white nationalist talking points.
Bullshit! Look at his contract, and look at the contract of the next fuck they'll hire. It's gonna be nothing. It's gonna be cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And they this whole process, you got to see how Tucker was talking about his guests and how he's behaving. All that is justification to say Tucker's lost it. He's not what he used to be. He's soft. He's a whatever, you know.
Maybe that was a part of a Smartmatic secret or Dominion secret agreement with them.
Yeah. You have to get rid of Tucker.
Fire these motherfuckers.
Well, I see. Yeah. Well, I mean, they also have to find a way to pay off that settlement, I guess. I mean, you know, they don't have to pay Tucker now. Are they going to be able to find another dumb, white, racist piece of fucking shit to pull up the slack or take up the slack? Would it be take up? Take up
well,
the slack.
Well, I don't think we reported on, last week it was Bongino went bye-bye.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He got the axe.
Bongino! Bongino?
Bongino, Bongino.
Bongino, Tucker, get the fuck out.
So what is this? Breaking. A Los Angeles cop is arrested for raping a child under the age of 14.
Jeez. Yay. Let's not defund these fucks, these thugs, these gang. These cops are gang members.
So apparently, where's this other story that I got? Oh, apparently they are rejoicing over at Fox. Everybody on every other show is rejoicing.
Yes.
One Fox reporter told Rolling Stone. Oh, I've got the Rolling Stone story. Where's the Rolling Stone
story? Why are they happy? Don't they all love Tucker Carlson?
No, no, no.
Oh, why? Why not? They're all fucking fascist fucknuts. What's not to like?
Fox News and Tucker Carlson parted ways. The rest of the network, however, seems thrilled. Pure joy, one Fox reporter told Rolling Stone of their reaction to the split. No one is untouchable. It's a great day for America and for real journalists who work hard every day to deliver the news at Fox.
Ah, guy, you guys are all going to get fucking fired. Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. Your evil fucking network. Burn it to the motherfucking ground. I hope you're next. Holy shit. Hannity. Hannity must be next.
A network correspondent, unnamed, said, good riddance. For a while there, it seemed like he was running the network. This clearly is a message that he's not. In the interim, it's a morale boost, that's for sure.
Oh, wow. I'm glad all the Nazis over there feel better. Let's get back to talking about forced birth shit. Let's get back to the normal fucking racist bullshit we do anyway. Anti-gay shit. I hope you're next.
Let's see. Harris Faulkner announced the move during live on the air, essentially reading the press release, but adding that it was mutual. Interesting, because the press release says, quote, Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways.
Woo! You don't have a choice. When someone fires you, you right. kind of have to agree to not show up anymore. God.
Although multiple outlets are reporting that Carlson wasn't informed that he had lost his show until this morning.
Damn!
Fox said in its announcement that his last program was last Friday.
Oh!
And that Fox News Tonight will begin airing in Carlson's old time slot until a new host is named.
Yes. Wait, so what's going to be there?
Fox News Tonight.
Wow. Who's the personality heading that one up? What little Aryan fucknut's going to be the... You know who
maybe
I would...
Maybe Brett Baer? Maybe no. Some of the regular...
Wrong. I'm going to tell you who they should pick, who they should bring back. It's the easy choice. Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, and Rudy. Rudy should have
serious.
His own show.
No, no, no. You don't think Kimberly's reasonable? She knows that's her business. Why is that funny? She used to be on Fox. I mean, why did they...
She got fired from Fox for oiling herself
up.
Oh,
my God. That's so fucked up. I forgot about
asking
that.
Her assistant to evaluate her tits and
come
stuff.
Come on, Rupert. Do you really give a shit about this all of a sudden? I thought... Like, what was the other guy that got canned? The creepo. Roger Ailes. Roger Ailes.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Since when do you give a fuck about what any of these people are doing?
The other guy that was texting dick pics. Oh, God. What's his name? He's
Keith,
on...
Keith...
No,
Abloh.
He's on...
No, Dr. Abloh. No.
Oh, he got discredited too somehow.
He
with
did
some
something
shit.
Stupid. I know you're talking. He's on the Five.
And now he's on News fucking
Jesse Waters.
It's
not Jesse Waters.
Let me see. Dick pics. I shouldn't Google dick pics, should I? Fox News host fired for dick pics.
Oh, okay. That's going to give you a few choices. How many?
Eric Bolling. That's the one.
Hey, Eric, if people know how to Google you, dick pics plus Fox News. That's amazing.
Oh, here, boy. Oh, the fifth one down, though. Spin Magazine. Report, Kimberly Guilfoyle left Fox News over dick pics.
Well, oh, yeah, she
remember
was showing.
She, allegedly, yeah.
Isn't that different? They work in a news organization. Kimberly's like, as a journalist, what do you think about this dick? Is it like
this
that?
This is the Gavin Newsom model.
My thighs are cramping up. It's an emergency. Rub them.
This is the Don Jr. Let me zoom in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this Fox, it's interesting to see, like, what's happened, like, when it comes out, what happened? Did Rupert and Tucker have a talk? And Rupert was like, yeah, look, you just cost me $700 million. Motherfucker, now Smartmatic is next in line.
If I just did that settlement from a press conference, I would be like, Tucker, pack your shit. You cost me this much money. Kennedy, pack your shit. I would just say it.
Kennedy didn't.
I said Hannity.
Oh, I thought you said Kennedy.
I said Kennedy.
I'm like, Kennedy.
You get the fuck out, too. What?
Kennedy's on Fox.
She's gone. She's kind of like the
semi-lib.
Everyone is going because I'm hiring everyone cheap. I'm getting the cheapest fuckers. I don't care what they've done. I just paid $700 million. I don't give a shit. They're reading, read the prompter and do whatever.
Well, Victoria Jackson's probably free. She's done TV before.
I don't even know, like, after that Victoria Jackson clip we played, how would she get to a job? Would someone would have to take her, like, walk her somewhere, I think. I don't think she's with it, you know? She needs a helper animal. And possibly just to stay at home, just looking at shit, maybe. I don't know.
You know,
I mean, she just seems, she's,
I mean. You know who needs a show?
Who?
Must see this lie that they have brought upon President Trump. An indictment, this cruel intention, this lie. We must not forget Clinton's true affair and that they never caused this cruelty on any other president before. My fellow Americans, remember the walls of
Wait a second.
It's compelling.
I believe Clinton was impeached for a blowjob.
I tell you what, you know how the
inflicted this cruelty on a president before.
Right. Well, listen, they on the John Voight show, if you disagree with him, you are going to be sent away and beaten. Right?
Oh, right.
I think they should have John Voight should have a show on Fox. I don't know why he doesn't listen to that. I mean,
you disagree with me? Well,
yeah.
I understand that in 1941, mm-hmm, Dr. Mengele tested an experiment.
Do you think John Voight would be creepy with his interns?
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, he's probably a raging asshole. This is probably this is actor Voight.
He's on a Xanax.
He's
to
calm. Speak soberly and
right, but he gets upset. I bet.
Or, my fellow Americans, remember the walls of Jericho. Truth shall prevail. The 45th president of the United States shall save this nation from the barbaric left insanity, and we, the people, shall help with our truths and prayers.
Okay.
Let us all put faith back.
Thank you, John.
And remember the greatest president, Donald J.
We'll
Trump,
contact you.
2024. He, and only he, will build this land back to her.
Okay, we've got what we needed.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Move on.
Please, leave us your headshot.
I'm reminded of the Phoenicians when...
I mean, he just doesn't have it. Do you think he has a chill setting? Do you think he could just sit at home and be like,
Voight?
Yeah.
John? Yeah. I mean, he's up there. So, I mean, I think nature has given him a chill setting.
Right. I mean, can he talk about anything else but this shit?
Oh, no.
That's what I mean.
No. Yeah. The holidays are not fun at the Voight.
I had another follow-up
compound.
Follow-up question about the Fox News host thing about Kimberly. Do you think... And I mean, just think about it. There's no way Donald Trump hasn't hit on Kimberly Guilfoyle at some point, even though she's with Don Jr.
She's over 40.
Oh, you think that?
She's over 50, I think.
I just can't. I was just thinking.
I mean,
about
I'm not. You know, I'm just saying this is by Trump criteria.
If you have a family and you're related to these people, do you bring your children over to this house for Christmas? I'm just saying. Just think about what this. I mean, I don't know, man. A lot of Republicans, you probably feel that way too. People. I don't know.
MAGA world. Meanwhile, it's the end of the universe as we know it.
Why? Because of Tucker?
Yeah.
What's the difference, you stupid shits? Listen, if you listen to Crab Diving on Stitcher, Spotify, whatever, you will know that there are plenty of other Tuckers out there. What about Coach Dave? Huh? What about Rick Wiles? What's wrong with them?
Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, what about this fuck?
Said, what were his...
Are they friends? Is he friends with Tucker? Is he sympathetic to Tucker Carlson?
Tucker Carlson remade the right. That is one thing I will agree with The View on. He was more powerful than anybody else since the death of Rush Limbaugh in reshaping the right, in moving the Overton window, in pushing forward positive narratives, in challenging Operation Mockingbird. And I could say this as somebody who knows Tucker very well. He did not care about the backlash.
Is he finished? Because
you don't want to hear more Charlie Kirk with his tongue so far up Tucker's asshole. It's popping out his left ear.
I don't
ear.
Know what about it. It's a fucking assault, man. It's an assault upon the fucking sensibility of his brain. It's like.
But he tweeted. Where did he tweet?
See, these people don't. Nobody gives a fuck about Tucker, and I'll tell you why. Because if Tucker said, you can now listen to my show every day on Spotify or iTunes or whatever, you have to subscribe, and it's going to be $5 a month to get all my content. Nobody's doing it. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's doing it.
Oh, wow. This guy, Charlie Kirk, has jumped in on the conspiracy bandwagon.
What's that?
That is now forming in the fever swamp over exactly why Tucker got fired.
Ooh, yes.
He knew 5 hours ago, Charlie Kirk tweeted, breaking, Tucker Carlson will be leaving Fox News. His last broadcast was Friday, April 21st. The next tweet, AOC was on TV over the weekend demanding that Tucker be banned. That just shows how crucial he is. So now it's that
AOC did it. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, that Rupert Murdoch is secretly the deep state and AOC is involved and that the Illuminati put her on TV to tell Rupert Murdoch that he needs to fire Tucker.
Rupert Murdoch just paid out 7 zillion trillion fucking dollars and now he's getting rid of his expensive people because of money. That's the only reason these old white shitbags ever fucking do anything. They don't give a fuck.
This clip is flying around, but Charlie Kirk tweeted it. This is the reaction when they get the news on The View.
I can't wait.
Word has just come down that Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. Well, thank you for your service to the network. Prior contributor. Wave.
They just did the wave.
Come on, folks. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye, you Nazi. Goodbye, you fuck.
Charlie Kirk says, The View announces Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox News with a loud cheer and the wave. Proof the left knows all too well that Tucker represents an existential threat to their insanity.
Wait.
What?
We don't like Tucker because he makes Nazis feel good.
Right.
Which is an existential threat. You know what I mean? Yeah, he can fuck off. Fuck right off. You know what's good about this? Because I always notice when that fuck... He takes lots of vacations, and his face is always very tan for being out in the sun windsurfing at Martha's Vineyard. Maybe him and Robert Kennedy, 69, while they make sandcastles with their testicles. Is he friends with anti-vaxxer Robert Kennedy?
No, but you know, funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
Somebody thinks that Robert Kennedy...
Yeah.
Should be chosen as Trump's running mate.
God. Oh,
somebody asked about Robert F. Kennedy and, you know, the great speech at Hillsdale, his opening speech. And what did I think about his prospects? And I said, look, I'm a Kerry Lake person, but if Kerry Lake is, you know, becomes governor, as she should, if this court case, or if not, she runs for the Senate, if she's not available to be Trump's VP, that Bobby Kennedy would be, I think, be an excellent choice for President Trump to consider. It was a standing ovation. I think people, and this was a hardcore, this was a very hardcore MAGA war room posse crowd.
Number one,
Steve Bannon.
Kerry, I'm sorry. One second before we go on.
So much to unpack there.
No, Kerry Lake, it's not going to be fucking Senate.
Correct. Yeah, the lawsuit is not going to, make Kerry Lake the governor.
And I don't give a shit.
He knows it. He knows it.
Yeah, who's going to be? Who thinks she's going to be governor? She's not going to be governor. She's sitting at this. That's not going to happen either. God, fuck all these people. Robert Kennedy's not going to be his running mate. I know who it's going to be. And we've already said his name on this show. Today, Trump's VP.
His name?
Yes, we've already said it. His name is in the headlines. He has time. He's free to be Trump's running mate. He just lost his fucking...
Tucker?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Tucker Carlson. You don't think Trump, Tucker, 2024?
No, Tucker...
They love that shit!
Tucker, there's texts of Tucker saying he fucking hates him.
That's the deep state! That's Rupert Murdoch. That's Dominion. Dominion made $700 million off this whole deal. Can't you see
Trump
it?
Wants somebody with boobs and that's pretty. And, of course, qualified to be president.
Does somebody take him aside and say, listen, you can't rape your vice president?
I'm going to have my vice president work on that law.
Yeah. Hey, isn't his thing coming up, speaking of? That trial with E. Jean Carroll.
There's more. There's breaking Trump news that did you see Fannie Willis just announced?
Oh shit, Donald.
Wait, let me check.
It's a bad day for the maggots. Tucker gets fired. There's shit from Fannie Willis. I love it.
Yeah, this is trending, but I think Benson sent us the...
Oh, yeah. Michael James Benson.
Sent us a version right before the show.
In Hollywood.
At MJB Comedy.
Yay!
Yeah, thanks, Benson. Massive breaking news. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis will announce potential indictments of Trump and or others between July 11th and September 1st.
Why the...
Per the AJC, which I... assume is the Atlanta Journal, whatever.
Yeah, Atlanta Journal Constitution. Yeah. Wait,
Willis revealed the timetable in a letter to local law enforcement,
woo!
In which she asked them to be ready for quote heightened security and preparedness because she predicted her announcement quote may provoke a significant public reaction.
Why are you telling the cops though? Are you telling cops or are you telling the sheriff's departments? Like which cops are you telling?
Oh, she's telling Trump.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He's going to lose his mind. I wonder if he's truthed. Well,
what do you mean he's
going to
lose his mind?
This is spectacular. But what anything is, to make him suffer is great.
But are you saying the indictment's going to be bigly for him?
Yeah, there's most of the experts have said that the one in New York is losable for one. Secondly, the penalty, you know, he'll probably just get a fine or something. But the shit in Atlanta might be RICO.
Oh,
like she hired the, I saw the story.
Like somebody, it's a conspiracy to overturn the election.
Somebody, retweeting some stories from like a couple of years ago when this all started and Fannie Willis hired a RICO expert.
Oh, I remember that.
Right. So, I mean, it's possible that wouldn't it be great if Lindsay got indicted also? Oh,
you know that scene.
That'd be great in a RICO investigation.
Yes. Do you remember the movie Goodfellas?
Sure.
It was with Ray Liotta, spokesman for Chantix, the late great Ray Liotta. he played Henry Hill. And they got that all those people on RICO.
Yeah.
All those gangsters. Because, well, what are they going to – then what would that do? That would mean that Lindsey Graham and Trump, they're all going to be hanging out like the guys in Goodfellas in prison. Yeah, do you remember the scene where Ray Liotta and all those
cell block? Yeah,
no, they're all making
everybody's in orange.
They're all making, you know, dinner each night. They're all like collecting all the shit. Trump's going to be chopping up the garlic.
Yeah, that's Lindsey's exactly going to be
boiling the pasta. Is Ben Carson going to be there? I miss him.
Also, let me see if I can.
Has Ben Carson announced his intentions for the next?
Oh my God, we haven't seen Ben Carson in forever.
Because he's former HUD chairman. I mean, that's a credit he can use to run for president. I don't know. There's a lot of great clips from what he did.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis said she would announce this summer whether former President Donald Trump and his allies would be charged with crimes related to alleged interference in Georgia's 2020 election.
Damn.
Wills revealed the timetable in a letter to local law enforcement in which she asked them to be ready for, quote, heightened security and preparedness because she predicted her announcement, quote, may provoke a significant public reaction.
Well, you know, she has a point. These maggots get angry and then they get violent, right? Or it could be at the same time. They're very messy.
Angrier.
They're very messy, very racist.
They start out angry.
Oh, yeah. But I hope she realizes that many of them are law enforcement, so.
Please accept this correspondence as notice to allow you sufficient time to prepare the sheriff's office and coordinate with local, state, and federal agencies to ensure that our law enforcement community is ready to protect the public. She wrote to Fulton County Sheriff Patrick Labatt.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Similar letters were hand-delivered to Atlanta's chief of police and the director of Atlanta Fulton County Emergency Management Agency.
This is a fucking email. Why do you got to hand deliver a letter? Hey, everybody, I just created this Facebook.
They're probably in the same building.
Facebook chat group indicting Trump. That's what you have. And you just let everybody know every once in a while.
We've seen in recent years that some may go outside of public expressions of opinion that are protected by the First Amendment to engage in acts of violence that will endanger the safety of those who we are sworn to protect. As leaders, it is incumbent upon us to prepare, she said.
Even if you're a cop, it's so fucking Trumpy, you still have to do the right thing. Okay.
Trump has called for mass demonstrations in response to overreach from prosecutors.
Ah, how's that been going, though?
There was that guy. Triggering concerns about violent unrest.
Oh, please.
The
Antifa can handle it. Don't worry about it.
The Norm Eisen said, former ethics czar under Obama said Willis's letter makes it sound like she will certainly be seeking charges against Trump.
Hey, this ethics guy that worked with Obama, boy, oh boy, I could have done that fucking job. I don't want to hear from you. I'm not even interested. You have any good stories? No. Right. I want to hear from the other guy. I want to hear from the Trump. Who was Trump's ethics guy? Who was it? Was
fired.
It was Scott Baio?
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one. I think it was
Stephen Miller.
You have to have an ethics guy. You just can't have one. Can't not have one.
Remember the Republicans? That was the first thing they wanted to do.
It's John Voight. I think John Voight should step in.
Fannie Willis has had to travel now with the security detail.
Fuck yeah, of course.
And has equipped some members of her team with bulletproof vests and keychains with panic buttons because of all the death threats they're getting from the lovely, caring, loving Christians on the right.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, man? I think Fannie Willis should walk around with a big, giant fucking sword. I don't know. This is crazy. Why? All because this cunt? God, I hate this Trump guy. Look at all this bullshit he causes. Was he worth it? I'm joking. I mean, I read this thing kind of unrelated, but sort of. Because, you know, nobody really gave a shit about COVID when it first started. And the way it was able to flourish. And Trump didn't do jack shit. You know, now we're getting bitch slapped with long COVID. And he was just talking about how much long COVID is out there. Nobody's really talking about it.
Yeah.
It's because this fuck, that dumb fuck mismanaged this shit. God, rot in jail, you asshole. What a dumb fuck. Him and Lindsay.
So this is pretty much the fact that, you know, hey, she's got some indictments coming because she wouldn't be doing this.
Lindsay, Trump is going to sell your ass for cigarettes. He's going to sell your ass for hair dye the first week, motherfucker. Why did you?
Oh, don't buy it from Rudy.
I forgot about Rudy. Hey, what was my great idea last week? Three men and a baby reboot with Rudy, Trump, and somebody else.
Lindsay, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it was actors. It was Mel Gibson.
Kevin Sorbo.
And John Boy. I remember. That's funny.
Where does Chachi? Chachi, once again, can't even get a job.
Fuck him. Chachi. Chachi's in charge of ethics. Well, that's not a great idea, because didn't he kind of get inappropriate with a coworker?
Allegedly.
Hearing? Oh, allegedly, yes. Okay.
Let's see what else we have going on.
You know, it's just sad to think about our... Sometimes it's not sad to think this way, but just to think that for a while, there was a time in America when the biggest star on the planet was Scott Baio. And that does not say a lot for our culture.
Kirk Cameron.
What is that supposed to do for... That's not good either.
Mel Gibson.
That guy's a huge star. He is.
God, the maggots are going after Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, and Paul Ryan because he's on the board.
Of Fox. Paul Ryan.
Not Fox News.
Is
of
evil.
Fox, the greater company.
Oh, okay. But Paul Ryan is evil. Paul Ryan. Sure. Paul Ryan sits on the board of Fox because he's an evil cunt.
Yes.
Who is your ally? These people, not that I'm trying to bring them together, but God, I can't imagine you hate Paul Ryan. And the Mike Pence thing, too. You guys need to forgive Mike. It's not fair.
Done with Fox is trending. I'm done with Fox.
See what I mean? See, like, Rupert Murdoch has to fire everyone. Oh, I would love it so much. Boy, you should enjoy it, Rupert. These people are assholes. Fire Janine. Who the fuck? Fire that Jesse Waters cunt, too. You gotta fire him. Fire him. Ooh, I hate that guy. Who's the next one to go at Fox? Hannity?
It's got to be Bartiromo, doesn't it? Or Hannity?
Is Hannity jealous that he wasn't the first to go? It's Rupert's way of signaling that Tucker was the main event, and not Hannity. Now Hannity's the main event.
Did we listen to I don't think we listened to this one. This was another one of these tapes that came out from the Dominion suit.
Yeah.
And it's... on Maria Bartiromo talking on the phone.
She seems like a bizarre person.
Right? With Ted Cruz.
Ooh, let me get out the lunch.
On November 7th, 2020. And she coming to her show are Rudy.
Yes.
And Sidney Powell.
Yes.
And this is Ted Cruz.
Ugh.
Amazingly being the voice of reason, yet this thunder cunt goes out on TV, of course, and says, we need to check these irregularities. He was one of the senators that voted to pause.
Yes.
To challenge the state.
Well, and also Ted Cruz in the middle of the big water crisis in Texas a couple of winters ago, he just packed that suitcase.
Speaking of cruising, yeah.
It got the fuck out. He doesn't give
so, but
shit.
Here he is being the voice of reason to Bartiromo.
Okay.
It can't just be, you know, somebody tweeted this. It's got to be demonstrable facts that can be laid out with evidence, because that's what a court of law is going to look to. Not just an allegation, but actual fact.
It can't just be, you know, somebody tweeted this. It's got to be demonstrable facts.
Well, wait a second. I'm confused. He's talking to Janine Pirro?
Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeanine Pirro is a judge. Maria Bartiromo is not a judge.
Right.
She's just a... Okay.
...laws that'll look to. Not just an allegation, but actual fact. And so, I'm hopeful you know, I hope when Rudy comes on the show tomorrow, he has some of those facts, and I hope the legal team continues to lay out the specific evidence, because that's what it's going to take to prevail in court.
I hope when Rudy comes on the show tomorrow, he has some of those facts.
Dude, people, listen, this is how dumb this fucking... Our world is stupid. This guy just said the court of law depends on facts. That's everybody knows that. We all know that. Why is he telling someone
but
that?
Not Maggie. But I think he's basically warning her, look, you're having these nutballs on that are making these claims. They better have something to back it up.
What was it Ted Cruz's name in that, like, that famous Madam's black book? And
I don't know.
About all that, Ted? Is that still a thing? Because I do remember that. And I know you're up to some crazy shit, you motherfucker.
Also, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining us this new week.
Yeah, his name was in that book of some, like, you know, high-end prostitute or some shit like that. The contact information, I guess, for, you know, why not? Just his name just showed up in it for some reason.
Apparently, Bloomberg today is reporting.
Right.
That Justice Clarence Thomas.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Said he was advised he didn't have to disclose private jet flights and luxury vacations paid for by billionaire Harlan Crowe because, although a close friend, Crowe, quote, did not have business before the court. But Bloomberg finds that to not be true.
But wait a second. Why is someone... I'm a little confused. I mean, can a SCOTUS... There's no way a fucking SCOTUS can say, I didn't understand the law. Because that's fucked up. Because that's their job. You know what I mean?
Well, he said he was advised.
Who advises him?
He was told.
He's the supreme motherfucking court justice. Who advises that motherfucker about the law? That's him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird to say, maybe I got it wrong. I was advising correctly. You're on the SCOTUS, you asshole.
He was calling Rudy to see what kind of legal advice.
Wasn't Rudy supposed to be on the Supreme Court?
That's when that name was floated out there.
That's right. Well, he could have been floated, too, because he's nearly...
So was Jeanine Pirro.
We can float Rudy, because he's nearly all gas.
Mm-hmm. Bloomberg reviewed dozens of state and federal cases involving companies the Crowe family had owned or had a financial stake in since Thomas's 1991 confirmation. Nearly all of these disputes played out in trial and appellate level and didn't reach the Supreme Court. However, January 2005... the court declined to hear an appeal from an architecture firm that wanted more than $25 million from Trammell Crowe Residential Company.
Okay.
For allegedly misusing copyrighted building designs. When the court issued a one-sentence order denying the petition, there were no noted recusals, indicating that Thomas participated and no dissents.
Listen. I don't give a fuck about it. We all know, even if the guy didn't have business in front of the court, shouldn't we know if our SCOTUS is getting these free fucking vacations? He's a mega donor. It's not like...
But it's Trammell Crowe Residential Corporation.
Right.
He would have known it was his buddy's company. It's not like some hidden subsidiary like that.
He knows.
It's in the fucking name of the case that has come before them.
And he didn't recuse himself.
No.
Well, I don't know. I guess the Supreme Court justice wasn't advised correctly, and he just didn't understand the law. You didn't understand. That's okay. Yeah. You fucking kid. You're a fucking Supreme.
Maybe he called Dan Quayle too. Like,
oh, did he?
Like Kevin or like Pence did.
You want to go fuck this weekend?
Mike Pence called Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle, fuck that.
Wow, this I don't know what to do about this. I'm being pressured by the president to do something that I think. Is unconstitutional. Who should I call? I know.
He's not friends with Dan Quayle. He's friends with people that party. He's not friends with these boring
Pence?
Motherfuckers. No, I'm saying, no. I'm saying you're saying that Thomas should have called Dan Quayle.
No, well, no, I was joking about that. Yeah. But I mean, like Pence. Why did Pence call Dan Quayle? crickets.
I mean,
if anyone has any ideas as to why the fuck anyone would call Dan Quayle for advice on anything.
Again, I mean, it's like, he's a lot. When Dan Quayle's name comes up, you're like, did he die? Or he's not dead? Or who the fuck is that? It's like those choices.
Did you see Rachel Maddow had a great troll tweet?
No. What did she say?
3 hours ago, she tweeted, "See you tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm on MSNBC. ... At the same time slot as yes. You know who.
Right. Well, I mean, surely people don't compare what Rachel Maddow does. I mean, it is, I guess.
They're head to head, right?
But they're not the same. I mean, what Tucker does is not the same. That's. I don't know why that offends me. Why would anybody? Well, Rachel Maddow's making the comparison. Don't make that comparison. You're not like Tucker.
And 2 hours ago, she tweeted this Politico story, which I had.
Politico.
This is shocking. Not.
Yeah.
To learn this.
Shocker.
If you listen to our show, we've been saying this since the beginning of the COVID.
Yeah. Oh.
Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lodapo personally altered a state-driven study.
No fucking shit.
About COVID-19 vaccines last year to suggest that some doses pose a significantly higher health risk for young men than had been established by the broader medical community.
He altered. He lied. He lied. This fucker lied. He wrote down some fucking bullshit. Oh, who gives a fuck? It's Florida. Fuck them.
The changes, released as part of a public records request, presented the risks of cardiac death to be more severe than previous versions of the study.
Oh, who cares?
He later used that final document in October to bolster disputed claims that Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines were dangerous to young men.
God, lies.
Lies.
Lies. Listen to the way they said that. Not to be a pain in the ass, but altered.
What are they? Altered.
Falsified.
Yeah.
That's lies. Shit.
The Surgeon General, a well-known COVID-19 vaccine skeptic, faced a backlash from the medical community after he made the assertions, which go against the guidances from the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics.
The CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics, or you can go with the info from where? From someone's fucking asshole.
The a Surgeon General of Florida that Ron DeSantis personally formed out of a pile of his shit and breathed life into.
I'm picturing it happening right now. Oh my
Gave
God.
Him the kiss of life.
Oh, please. I'm just picturing Ron right now in like little diapers. He's all that.
He's wearing those white boots.
No, he's covered in shit trying to make a Surgeon General. He's trying to make, he's got to make a little shit.
Oh, yeah.
A shit shaped stethoscope and a whole bit. Oh, that's the funniest thing.
But the Surgeon General's statements aligned well with Governor Ron DeSantis' stance against mandatory vaccination.
Oh, yes. His stance. That pudgy little fuck. That little Nazi corpulent cunt bag.
Researchers with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and University of Florida, who viewed his edits on the study and have followed the issue closely,
his edits,
criticized the Surgeon General for making the changes. One said it appears he altered the study out of political and not scientific concerns. Of course he did.
He altered it. He lied. He changed it so it was bullshit. And the Surgeon General that's made of shit fucked it up too, right? They edited it. What did they edit? They edited evidence to make it what? Seem like COVID wasn't as bad?
Make it seem like the vaccine was killing young men.
Well, that's insane.
Matt Hitchings, assistant professor of biostatistics at the University of Florida, said that of Lodapo's assertion that the COVID vaccine causes cardiac death in young men, quote, "I think it's a lie to say this based on what we've seen and how this analysis was made. It is a lie."
Based on what we've seen, what we've learned, they're lying. It's pretty.
How can he just?
That's pretty like.
But isn't this a crime?
What?
How can you take numbers and facts that that are from a study and just be like, well, I think I'm just going to change this right here.
They said it was an edit. In that story, they said it was an edit.
The newly released draft of the 8-page study provided by the Florida Department of Health indicates that it initially stated there was no significant risk associated with the COVID-19 vaccines for young men.
Good.
But Dr. L's edits, as the document is titled, reveal that Dr. Ladapo replaced that language to say men between 18 and 39 years old are at high risk of heart illness from two COVID vaccines that use mRNA technology.
I mean, that should be illegal. What? That's not fraud.
How do you just make edits to somebody else's study?
And then how are we... Well, what is a study? Is there? I mean, can you legally say bullshit in a study? It's peer-reviewed, right? I mean, it means something. It's not just, I'm just not writing it right. Shelby's not writing it. You can't just edit a fucking study. God.
It's just, he's a liar.
Everyone is lying. It's just.
He wrote, results from the stratified analysis for cardiac-related death following vaccination suggests MRA vaccination may be driving the increased risk in males. It's a lie.
What is stratified?
Especially among males 18 to 39. It's just not true.
Yes.
The risk associated with who did he talk to? Dr. Ivermectin or whatever?
Yes.
Hydroxychloroquine. From the one
front
who,
line.
The African.
Frontline doctors.
I forget what her name is.
Yes. Dr. Ivermectin is in the house.
Hydroxychloroquine. Her.
You got ivermectin draining out of your fucking asshole all day. It's bullshit. You guys lie.
Oh,
everybody fucking lied about this fucking plague or whatever the fuck.
In a statement
to
Politico, he said revisions and refinements are a normal part of assessing surveillance data and that he has the appropriate expertise and training to make those decisions.
Pardon me while I don't really like hearing the phrase or whatever. What is surveillance data? Shit we see when we spy on you, we write shit down. Fuck you, man.
See, this is a doctor who gets his news from 4chan. To say that I removed an analysis for a particular outcome is an implicit denial of the fact that the public has been the recipient of biased data and interpretations since the beginning of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine campaign. So this is the Bill Gates has nanobots.
Oh my God.
In the vaccine level kind of bullshit.
Get these fucking nanobots out of my fucking body.
He's saying you've all been lied to. I have the truth that these young men are dropping dead. I go on Breitbart.
God, stop it, Nazi.
I see those news stories.
Yeah, come on, you fucking Nazi. We know. You're doing the same old bullshit.
He says, I've never been afraid of disagreement with media or peers. Your peers, you should be in agreement with. That's the whole point of peer-reviewed studies.
Peer-reviewed. You know, it's not like, you're not looking for a competing view on gravity of the studies, right? I mean, you're not looking to say gravity doesn't exist. You're not saying, right? The study. The studies are... Does this make any sense?
This motherfucker also was a supporter of hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug that former President Trump often praised. The FDA later withdrew emergency authorization for its use after they found that it had no effect.
It had no effect, meaning it didn't do fucking
right.
Shit.
Except if you had malaria.
Then you couldn't get it, though, because everybody got it for this. If you needed it for something else, too fucking bad. There's a lot of people using it for some useless purpose.
He was handpicked by DeSantis in September 2021. Find me an anti-vax doctor.
Right.
Jesus
Christ. He went shopping. Did he go shopping? Is that what it is?
He drew criticism in part because he was affiliated with the conservative America's Frontline Doctors, a group founded to fight COVID restrictions.
But why?
By anti-vaccine advocates.
Why did they lie about the studies? Why did they lie? Why did they alter the studies? They didn't have to do that. That seems like that would be against the law to take a peer-reviewed medical study and then how do you even and then change it? Change the facts? That's fraud. I think you go to jail for that. Or you get like...
The researchers who viewed a copy of the edits said he removed an important analysis that would have contradicted what he said. So he also took that part out.
Of course! I'm going to make this easier to prove. I'm going to take the shit out that contradicts what I think. I'm going to put it over here. And if I do that, everything then makes sense.
The director of the Institute for Vaccine Safety at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health said the changes are, quote, really troubling. Well, he took stuff out that didn't support his position. That is really a problem.
Well, who's going to put the shit back in there then? You got to put the stuff back in that you fucking took the fuck out too.
Key information was withheld from the public that would have allowed them or other experts to interpret this in context.
They would have said, hey, this vaccine isn't going to increase my chances of cardio death or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah. His edits also shed new light on an anonymous internal complaint he faced last year. The complaint, which the Florida Department of Health's Inspector General investigated, accused Ladapo of scientific fraud for allegedly manipulating the final drafts of the study.
Scientific fraud, no less.
The Inspector General stopped probing the complaint after the anonymous person failed to respond to emails. In a previous interview with Politico, Ladapo said the accusations were totally false. But now we know they are not. Now we got copies.
How do you, when he's in jail and somebody's like, what are you in for? Scientific fraud. He's
going to jail.
He's like, I'm going to fuck you up for that.
That'll happen.
So a lot of people are in there for scientific fraud. He's just going to pay a fine, right? That'll be it.
Nothing is going to
happen. Oh, not it's even Florida. That.
Are you kidding? He'll get a medal from DeSantis.
Don't we have laws in this country, in the country of Florida, or we don't?
Ones that they feel like following and ones that they don't. And if you're rich and white, you don't have to follow any laws.
That's right. Our state bird is fentanyl.
So there you go. The Florida Surgeon General.
Can we talk? Pause for a second. The most shocking thing about this story is that we have a Surgeon General. What have they been doing then? I didn't know we had one. What have they been doing?
Well, obviously he's been.
Have you been just lying?
Editing scientific papers
to
fit DeSantis' agenda.
All these dickheads, all these surgeon generals, they should have looked at the news. This COVID is starting. This is my time. This is my time to shine. I'm going to get up every day. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to attack this COVID thing. Or I'm going to get up every day and change the fucking numbers. I mean, it really is sad. This is his time. If you're a state surgeon general, the whole COVID thing, that was your time to go out there and kick ass. Beat the shit out of that virus. Not lie like a little bitch and falsify records. It's sad. Losers.
Losers.
You know what I mean? This is your moment and you fucked it up. You're a sad fucking cheater fuck.
Speaking of Floridia,
right?
Excuse
me. Can we just say for a second, what kind of fucking sadistic surgeon general would try to keep his people that he's in charge of their health from getting the fucking vaccine? Why would you do that? Why would you inflate numbers like that? That would make people not want to get the vaccine.
Because freedom.
But that's like going against what you do. I mean, it's...
Well, right.
I mean, what about the Hippocratic Oath?
Political? Who's being political? The guy who's altering scientific studies?
You're a fucking doctor, is he a doctor?
Yeah.
Fuck him! Who's in charge of doctors? Take his stethoscope.
Cardiologist.
Take the hammer that he uses to make sure your knees work. Fuck this motherfucker. Take all his shit. Take his little black bag. He's fired. Go be a kooky doctor with all the flat earthers, you stupid fuck.
I'm sure nothing will happen.
Who's in charge of doctors has to make him not a doctor anymore. Whatever the bar equivalent is for doctors.
The AMA?
AMA should fire him. Take his shit. He actually went out and told people to not get back, but he lied about it. That's the thing. He falsified shit in a medical journal. Shouldn't that make you lose your... Isn't that an ethical thing that somebody cares about? Does anybody give a fuck?
No.
Shelby's even asleep. She's asleep. Nobody cares.
There's a story over to the Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Speaking of Florida.
Jesus. Is it a positive story just to balance the fucking show out?
Kind of. I mean, it's...
Oh,
it's
not bad.
It's Republicans stabbing each other.
Oh, that's good.
Trump loathes Ron DeSantis for the Florida governor's, quote, disloyal challenge to Trump's iron grip on the Republican Party. The former president's ire, however, is dwarfed by the intense desire harbored by some of Trump's key aides and allies to see DeSantis politically ruined. Trump's flying monkeys.
Yeah.
If you think Trump hates him.
Really?
Trump's little flying monkeys. The interesting point, though, is...
God, these Nazis.
That these people are now helping Trump. Many of them are former advisors, lawmakers, and operatives that personally know DeSantis or used to work for him, and they fucking hate him.
Wait a second.
They all hate him.
Wait, is he worse than Trump? Is he... What is he like, Ted Cruz, like a shithead, like nobody likes him?
Yeah, he's an asshole. These advisors, lawmakers, now some of them are working hard to reelect Trump and have brought their intimate knowledge of DeSantis's operations and also what makes Trump's likely 2024 primary rival tick.
Well, there you go, motherfuckers. There you go, Republican Party. You ain't got shit to go beat Donald Trump. You don't have jack shit. You found someone. The guy that's supposed to beat Trump is like Ted Cruz. How the fuck did you manage that?
But get this. They're actively spying. Or they've actively told Trump, this is how you get in his head. This is how you fuck with him.
Yeah.
And you make DeSantis crazy, and this is what he hates the most. Some of the Team DeSantis turned Team Trump contingent have talked to the ex-president about how best to relentlessly mess with DeSantis, assuring Trump that the Florida governor is uniquely insecure and sensitive.
Well, that's Donald, though.
And that it's easy to get in his head.
Well, he's a Republican.
According to sources who've spoken to Trump.
He's sensitive.
Tell the Rolling Stone.
What's he sensitive about? His weight, his look, his face? I'm just trying to think of things about him that are gross. Like, I mean, his sense of style, the way he talks to people. You know what I mean? What is it?
So they're expecting the nastiness of the open, excuse me, political warfare.
Oh my God,
between Trump
great.
And DeSantis to get worse in the coming months. If Ron thinks the last couple of months have been bumpy, he is in for a painful ride, says another source.
What is that musical? Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night. Boom, boom, boom.
I never heard that. Who's that?
It's a famous fucking musical from the 70s. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy. I did a stage reading of it back in the fucking 90s or some shit. But it's a weird musical nobody does anymore, and people can barely think of, as I'm demonstrating. I think I'm sort of stymied that the Republicans, like, you guys, I'm just trying to think about the people you put up to be president that have been nothing burgers. Jeb, nothing. Rubio was supposed to be something. Nothing. Well, he's been in the Senate forever, but still. He's not going to be president. Who's going to beat Donald Trump?
I don't know.
There's not one fucking person. And it's not Ron fucking DeSantis. He sucks. I knew he sucked. He sucks. Trump isn't even campaigning and he's beating him. He's hated worse than Trump. I can't believe there are people that have worked for DeSantis and are like, I hate this guy so much. I'm going to go fuck with Donald Trump. That is amazing to me. Why? Ron, what do you do to these people that piss them off so much? What is it? I can't imagine. You just seem like a guy with no fucking personality. You seem like somebody that likes... I'm trying to think. What music does he listen to? Like, what does he... He didn't like music. What am I saying? DeSantis, what does he even like? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
Does he like musicals?
The nature of the conversations among the people who used to work for Ron is frequently, okay, how can we destroy this guy? It's not at all at a level that's normal for people who you hold the usual grudges against bad bosses. It's a pure hatred that is much, much purer than that.
What?
People who were traveling with Ron every day, who worked with him very closely over the years to this day, joke about how it was always an open question about whether or not he even knew their names. And that's just the start of it.
Dad, I'm trying to put myself in the state that you would say, that, like, fuck him. Is it like this? Is it like, get off the plane? You know, like, fuck this motherfucker. I'm fucking quitting. He can go fuck himself. Is it like that?
Probably.
Or is it like, you know, I just don't enjoy this guy's company. He's not nice. I don't like
One
him.
Trump advisor who was knew DeSantis well says, quote, oh, I've told the former president several times how easy it is to mind fuck Ron.
Gross.
DeSantis takes little slights and digs incredibly personally.
Ooh.
And doesn't really let things go. Trump is aware that the Florida governor is tailor-made for him to effectively mess with until Ron backs down.
Well, he's just like Trump, though. Trump doesn't forget shit, right? He holds grudges. God, Ron, you petty little fuck. That, you know what makes sense? His relationship with Rebecca Jones, if you want to call it that, the way he terrorizes her. That makes sense in this context.
It says, they kind of talk about the irony of Trump talking about the allegedly razor thin skin of DeSantis from when God. Trump is famous for his own hypersensitivity.
Jesus
Trump
Christ.
Trump spent time as president trying to convince his own female senior staffer that his penis wasn't bizarrely shaped.
That's right.
As was being alleged at the time. During that was from Stormy, right?
That's right.
During his 2016 presidential campaign, he couldn't help himself from feuding with a Gold Star family simply because they criticized him. He kept feuding with John McCain even after he was dead.
Do you think that's because John McCain just imagined Trump had a weird looking dick and that bothered Trump?
While he was leader of the free world, Trump secretly pressed lawyers and political aides on whether his government and Justice Department could investigate Saturday Night Live and other late night comedy shows for being too mean to him. He directed his own White House staff to lean on Disney to censor late night host Jimmy Kimmel.
Good God. I mean, listen, man, we laugh at this shit, but this guy was president and this kind of behavior was so close that it was being talked about in the White House. I mean,
insurrection thing.
Jesus, fucking Republicans. I mean, who is going to run against Trump? Who's it going to be? Mittens? Fucking wackos, man.
One advisor says, Ron is not someone who can just walk it off. I know because I made a lighthearted joke to him once and he got mad and held it against me. Team Trump does not want to just beat him. Team Trump wants to humiliate him. Maybe more than they've ever wanted to humiliate anybody on a national stage. And that is what is driving a lot of this.
God,
awesome.
I mean, that
bring it, tear the motherfucker down.
I mean, are you surprised? I'm not surprised that people that work with him don't like him. I'm kind of surprised that it's so vehement. Like, right?
Yeah.
They hate him. God, what does he do that's so shitty on trips? Did he change plans? Is he... Why won't people get specific? Tell me what he does. I want one example of a bad behavior. Please, God.
In recent months, Trump has spoken to an array of advisors, friends, and Republican lawmakers who have known or worked closely with DeSantis and has at times solicited gossip and salacious, unverified details of the governor's personal life. You know, the recent tweet about him eating his pudding with his fingers.
Does DeSantis have a personal life?
He's got a wife and kids, sure. Is that what you mean? Or do you mean does he go out and hang?
He just seems like a guy with no personality whatsoever. Devoid of, like, how does he hang out with people? What does he talk about?
Trump has brainstormed with several confidants various ideas for aggressive mudslinging, according to two other sources with direct knowledge of the matter. Among the potential targets they see are DeSantis's physique, his appearance, his voice, and his social skills, or lack thereof.
There we go. And that's, I love that Trump's having a meeting that ultimately it's going to be, he's a fat fuck. That's what Trump's going to lean on.
They also believe he looks humorously clumsy in his ongoing feud with Disney.
You know, the thing is, it's like, you think about all these PR firms, you should fire them all. Because just think about what Trump does. All he does is says, this guy is fat. That guy's out of the race. He's gone. DeSantis is gone. I mean, that's it.
Some Trump allies are interested in perhaps even harsher attacks than Trump is.
Yes, bring it, please.
There are people, including at the peripheries of the 2024 campaign, who go after DeSantis even harder and get even rougher.
Wait, ooh.
On the governor's allies.
Wow, I'm liking this. Do it. Oh, yes. Get rough with this motherfucker. Get out the ball gags.
Trump has already demonstrated that virtually nothing is off limits in his campaign against DeSantis.
He's a rapist. What would be off limits?
Last month, the ex-president publicly suggested DeSantis might be gay. The month before that, Trump implied the Florida governor is a pedophile.
Wait a second. He said DeSantis is gay?
Remember, it was some vague... Okay, let's...
I mean, Trump... I don't know Ron DeSantis. Maybe he's gay. I don't know. I mean, he is married with kids. That doesn't matter. I mean, if Ron DeSantis is gay, I mean, I don't really give a fuck. He does, for a gay person, has a lot of anti-gay legislation out there, which would be fucked up, I guess, right? He's like, Trump is like, nothing is
DeSantis
off limits.
DeSantis said, look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair.
That's
and
right.
Trump responded.
He's gay.
On Truth Social.
Do it in his
Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations and fake stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known when he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage, or possibly a man. I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. So he kind of said they weren't true.
Or possibly a man. What man? Who? Wait. DeSantis is having an affair with a man. Which one?
No, he's saying somebody might come forward that says that.
Suggest that.
That is going to lie.
Who do we think it could be then?
The head of the pro-Trump super PAC, MAGA Inc., and Trump's former spokesperson, said Taylor Budowich, said the only people who like Ron DeSantis are the people who've never met him. Okay. This guy used to work for DeSantis in Florida. God. Stories of DeSantis colleagues and staffers describing the Florida governor as either cold or hostile are legion. Republican operatives have slammed him as a man who is, quote, missing the sociability gene, never says thank you, even to major donors.
Can you find, well then, why is he your guy? Good choice. He can't talk.
He's a sociopath.
He has no social skills. I'm just saying this, and it's never going to be. President DeSantis is having a guest. U.S. is having some other head of state over for dinner. What does he do? Does he fuck it all up? Is he boring?
2021 Political Report on the existence of so-called support group of scarred former DeSantis aides who meet to exchange stories on what they described as a nightmare boss that treats anyone not in his innermost circle like disposable pieces of garbage.
It's hard to spin that one, isn't it? Garbage is disposable.
The irritation with DeSantis is evident even in some of the embarrassing stories former staff have floated to the press, former employees told the Daily Beast of the pudding incident, which reportedly involved the Florida governor shoveling the chocolate dessert into his mouth with three fingers to the disgust and amazement of those accompanying him on a flight to Washington, D.C.
Why didn't anybody get him a fucking spoon? That's my question. Not one fucking spoon. Not one spoon amongst that fucking staff.
The detail went viral and provided the grist for a Trump-aligned super PAC ad riffing on the pudding incident and attacking DeSantis over Social Security.
If your boss says, I want some pudding, and you bring him pudding, but you don't bring a spoon, you're fucking it up, right?
Yeah.
I would have brought my boss a fucking spoon. I might have brought her a spoon and other options as well, with a napkin even.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading ahead. This is this is genius. They're these recent Florida Republicans that have Congress people that have announced that they're voting Trump.
Yeah.
They've done it intentionally spaced out. A slow rollout was planned to inflict maximum humiliation on DeSantis.
It's like,
so they're planning this. You wait a week. You wait till the middle of next week. I'll go a week after that, and we'll just keep going.
I'm very confused. So if DeSantis can't carry Florida, what states would he carry?
This was a plan helmed in part by Susie Wiles, a former DeSantis aide whom the Florida governor blackballed from his political operation after she helped him win the 2018 race. According to people with knowledge, Wiles is more restrained and less colorful than other Trump acolytes in privately describing her bad experiences with DeSantis, even though she was the one who designed the slow rollout of the endorsements.
Yes. Jeez. God, I mean, what? Okay, so did the pudding incident happen because his staff was like, I've got, Ron's so hungry right now, and he's going to eat this no matter what. And you know what? I'm going to pretend like I don't have a spoon. I'm just going to give it to him. And then this fucker's going to eat it with his fingers, and we're going to take pictures of it, and it's going to be great. Is that what happened? I'm just figuring out how a governor gets,
they're watching him. They're like, oh, I hate him. God, I wish I could pull my phone out. And
I'm not trying to advocate on the case of DeSantis on any level, but how would a governor get a packet of pudding and nobody within shouting distance has a plastic
spoon? Who says he didn't have a spoon? I think the point was he had one and didn't
use
it.
He chose not to use it?
Chose to dig it out with his fingers.
I assumed it was forced upon him that he had to do that with his
fingers. Stuffed his fingers into the plastic.
That is disgusting.
Probably into the plastic container, like he's lubing up a hole.
You know, all
three,
we do.
Three fingers.
The world is unfair because all we do is these Republicans, this one's nastier than the fucking next. And there's a couple of stories where Joe Biden smells somebody's fucking hair. And it's, you know what I mean? And that's what people talk about. DeSantis is finger fucking pudding and without willingly. And he had a spoon. That's so fucked up.
The other former DeSantis associates have made their intentions toward DeSantis land abundantly clear. Justin Caparoli is a former Trump White House aide who went to work for the DeSantis administration only to return to MAGA as Trump's top advance man.
Yeah.
According to Real Clear Politics, Caparoli has already informed DeSantis aides that working on the Florida governor's recent book tour would blackball them from a future in any Trump presidential campaign
That's
or White House.
Right. Choose what you know what I mean? The thing is, I think what happens is that there are people, they're working on the DeSantis campaign, and they look over and there's your boss eating pudding.
Yeah,
with
three knuckles deep
you know what? He's not gonna win.
Jello pudding.
Get out of here. I gotta get out of this fucking shit. This guy has he's eating pudding with his fucking fingers. I never saw pictures of that, I don't think.
Well, there aren't pictures. It was
just an account.
It was described, I believe, yeah.
Fuck that! Oh my God! I'm telling you, nobody had a camera, nobody could take a picture. I'm so disappointed in society. Nobody filmed that.
Well, I mean,
fuck,
you gotta be
fuck everyone
careful
in that room.
On a plane with no. all those people. Not everybody's
fuck
gonna
everyone
be on
in
your
in
side.
That room. Fuck everyone on that plane that didn't figure out how to film that shit for our on behalf of our show. That would have been good for us. I can't imagine. Maybe it's better to imagine it. Maybe it's funnier if you just imagine it. I'm trying to think about what circumstance. I would first try to drink the pudding. Instead of sticking my fingers in it, I would try to just like, you know what I mean? Just like shake it loose and have it fall in my mouth. Why don't you put on, do you put on a Scroguard when you eat pudding? Do you think DeSantis has a Scroguard?
I don't think so.
I don't care anymore. What a fuckhead. He sucks.
Also, oh, well, there's a reaction to the Tucker firing.
From Schittler? I think that's his roommate, his running mate right there, or his Secretary of State.
We need to check Truth Social and see what he's got going on
don't
there.
Don't you think Tucker would be Trump's press secretary?
Who?
Tucker?
No.
Why? Why do you make that face? He needs a job. You think that's beneath him or something?
Guilfoyle will want that job.
Mike Pence. Guilfoyle.
Guys, new episode of Triggered going live 6 p.m. It's going to be a big one. We're going to talk Tucker Carlson at Fox News, the implications of that change. The number one star in conservative media out at Fox News. We're going to talk about Ray Epps. Yet another coincidental and glowing interview from 60 Minutes. Definitely, folks, not a Fed. We're going to talk about all of the conspiracies around that, and I imagine they'll all turn out to be true. We have Rep. Anna Paulina Luna to talk about her recent meeting with Donald Trump, the congressional delegation out of Florida, and their endorsement of Trump. And we have my friend, hunting buddy.
I'm going to talk about something serious. Do you know, somewhere out there in Florida, there's a Coke dealer, and that guy lives and dies by this motherfucker's schedule.
I guarantee you.
He's like, shut the fuck up. I'm staring at my phone. I'm waiting for my best customer to ring me up, and I'm not late. That guy, he's his best client. Like Tucker Carlson. No, I'm sorry. Don Jr.'s Coke dealer has the nicest boat. In like a huge house.
So there's Don Jr.'s reaction. I know everyone was concerned.
It's tough to listen to him because all I think is like, what are his kids doing while daddy's recording his dumb fucking podcast in the dining room? Are they in the other room building Legos or beating their servants?
Guys, listen, guys.
Do you think his kids, and I'm not making fun. Are his kids raised by a nanny or something?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Yeah. Tucker's probably raised by someone.
Let's see.
Because Don Jr. has kids.
Yes.
With someone else.
Yes.
Are they cool with him marrying someone that was fired for like a bunch of weird shit?
Are the kids okay with that? With Auntie Kimmy?
Keep her thighs.
What do you think of my tits, kids? What do you think?
No matter how bad she says she's cramping up, never rub her thighs. Just hand her a banana.
Look at this 53-year-old taint. It's perfect. It's flat as a baby's.
I wish Grandpa wasn't at war with Disney World. I'd rather be there.
Trump loves Disney World. It's DeSantis. It's
oh, that's right. God, I'm sorry.
It's waging war on.
I juxtaposed my. Trump likes Disney.
So, no. Conveniently, because.
Like Disney.
Yeah, yeah. So he's saying Tucker is anti-business.
Right.
Let's see. I've also got a story here. Thanks for listening, everybody, by the way.
Right.
Oh, this one's infuriating. Be prepared to yell, everybody.
Okay.
And sharpen the torches and light the pitchforks.
Yes.
Sundar Pichai, have you heard
Pichai,
of him?
Mr. Pichai?
He's the current chief executive officer of Alphabet Inc.
Hello.
Papa
corporation to the Google.
Right. Okay.
And while the Google has been experiencing a wave of layoffs.
Yes.
Sundar Pichai, his pay last year.
Yes. It was a fuck time.
Soared to $226 million.
What the fuck does he do? Just suck
boosted by a triennial stock grant, making him one of the world's highest paid.
What is a triennial stock grant? So three times a year,
every 3 years,
bitch gets a fucking check?
I think every 3 years.
How much
right?
does he make? What's his base salary before the triennial stock fuck?
About $7 million.
A week? A year?
A year.
Oh, he makes $7 million a year.
The but this year he got the stock, which paid out to roughly $218 million.
Did he have to pay any taxes?
His stock award comes on a 3-year schedule. He received a similarly sized stock package in 2019.
Woo.
That year he was awarded $281 million.
God, this
so
guy.
So to say he makes $6 million a year is bullshit. If he's raking in almost $300 million every 3 years.
Oh my God! Someone please, for the love of God, we need to put Les Mis back on Broadway. God, how do we?
Which I saw. I don't know if the number is in here. But, oh, here it is. The median total compensation for Alphabet employees. God, this is huge. This is the median.
Right. The number in the middle.
Right. Equal number of employees above, equal number of employees right, and below. Right. 279,000 and change.
Damn, that's a lot.
That's a high salary.
A lot of money. Boy.
His compensation was 808 times that amount.
Oh my God.
Of the median.
The we're all sitting here like dumb fucks. Let's just go get his shit. It's one. How much does this one fuck have?
They also spend $5.94 million a year on his personal security.
Who gives a shit?
For him and his family.
Fuck. Why? Because he's worried somebody's going to come get him? Why? Because you're hoarding so many resources? You're afraid of poor people? Maybe you should be, you dumb fuck. I think all these rich fucks should be afraid.
200.
God, I wish. No, don't be afraid. We're all too stupid. We should all just take your shit. Why are we sitting here like this? There's some dumb fuck. We're talking about this offline. Some dumb rich fuck just parked his boat here in Pensacola.
Oh,
some
yeah.
mega yacht super fuck. In the Pensacola, in WEAR.
Oh, God, yeah, and the maggots.
The P&J just does a blowjob story
the
about
maggots
it.
Are running out there to just jerk off towards it and see if they can hit the hull from the side of the dock.
The existence of a super yacht, it means your society's sick and dying. It means you're fucked. It means somebody's not paying enough. Some evil, he's an evil hedge fund cunt. That's what that money came from for that boat that's parked out there.
A super yacht. Reportedly worth over $100 million, is currently docked at the port of Pensacola. Archimedes is owned by U.S. billionaire James Simons. It was manufactured at the Fed ship Royal Van Lent shipyard in the Netherlands in 2008.
Yay!
It's unclear how long the yacht will be docked in downtown.
Yay!
Pensacola.
Who fucking gives a fuck? Anybody else? Any other rich people want to dock your bullshit at our dumb fucking Florida town? Anybody? What about John Travolta? Where does he land that stupid fucking plane of his that he flies around? Where's that? Oh, that's in Ocala. Anybody else want to land their dumb shit in this shitty fucking state?
Yeah, he's a billionaire hedge fund manager.
Woo! He works
hard. Philanthropist, founder of Renaissance Technologies, a quantitative hedge fund.
Hello.
From New York.
Yeah, that 1 year that he fucked up, he forgot to pay $8 billion in taxes.
His estimated net worth is $25.2 billion, making him the 66th richest person in the world.
Damn, congrats. In the world, though. But in the world.
In the world.
Congratulations, you fuck. His company got in trouble for some shenanigans.
Oh, well, this is good. He's a major contributor to the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
He was ranked number 5 donor to federal candidates in the 2016 election cycle.
Well, the 2016? We didn't give enough then. She lost. I don't know if you noticed.
Coming behind Renaissance Technologies co-CEO Robert Mercer.
Yeah.
Who ranked number 1 and generally donates to Republicans. Simons has donated $7 million to Hillary Clinton's Priorities USA Action.
Oh, that's nice. He also gives money to Lindsay.
$500,000 to Emily's List. $2.6 million to House and Senate majority PACs for the Democrats. But he did donate $25,000 to Lindsey Graham for some reason.
Right. Am I being unfair to this guy? Is he nice and I'm just shitting on him? I thought he was dead, though. I thought he died in...
Wait, did he?
I thought so. But read the part about his tax shit.
No, he's 84.
Oh, he's alive. But see, he did some bad shit, so I don't sound insane. He didn't want... Like, he fucking lied about some money shit. But they all do that. Who cares?
May 2009, he was questioned by investors on the dramatic performance gap of Renaissance Technologies portfolios. In 2014, he was subject to bipartisan condemnation by the U.S. Senate subcommittee for the use of complex basket options trading bullshit.
Right. He's into
Renaissance Technologies was able to avoid paying more than $6 billion in taxes by disguising day-to-day stock trades as long-term investments, said John McCain.
Oh, okay.
In 2021, it was announced that Simon and his colleagues would have to pay billions of dollars back taxes, interest, and penalties to resolve the dispute, the largest in IRS history.
You know, I dropped that story in the comment section on the WEAR page. Just see, I don't know if anybody's responded to it.
Oh my God, did you?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, on the Facebook.
Yeah, on their Facebook. Mostly, just me doing it. Just to see. Because everybody was just sucking the dick of this boat. And I was like, God. It's like, yeah, it's a nice fucking boat, okay?
Oh, you're going to get some...
Oh, I know.
Some...
You hate freedom.
Billionaire riders that are going to be...
Enjoy your boat. Yeah, the thing is...
He's got more money than you. That's their favorite.
You know who doesn't give a fuck about that boat? Mother Nature. Does not care.
Well, and probably him.
He didn't... What
He's
do you mean?
Probably nowhere near it. It's probably like his grandkid or something is over here.
I think it is. It's right over there.
He probably gave the kids to one of his grandchildren, or he's 84. His grandchildren are in their 40s.
Hey, what's his name? Yeah. What's his name?
Simons.
I have a show this Saturday at a Little Madness Brewery in Pensacola.
Jim Simons?
Tickets are $10 a piece. Why don't you show up? I think you can afford it. Come to the comedy show. It's going to be good.
Oh, he's donated over $2.7 billion.
Yeah.
He's got a foundation.
Yay.
Autism Research Foundation.
Okay, got it. So I shat on this really nice guy.
He founded Math for America help kids with math.
Okay, that's nice. Then how come you lied about all those basket things?
He built the Berkeley College, the Simons Institute for the Theory of Computing, the world's leading institute for collaborative research in theoretical computer science. Way cool.
Okay.
See, I don't think this.
So I shat on this guy that didn't deserve it.
I mean, you know, there's got to be. He's a
whatever. Congratulations on your
boat.
He
donates to Democrats, and Democrats vote to make him pay more taxes.
Maybe your boat. If your boat wasn't as nice, you could give some more money to Hillary, and she wouldn't have lost. I mean, you wouldn't.
Well, it's only 100 feet.
How much did he give?
His boat is only 100 feet.
Hey, that wasn't big enough for Jeff Bezos.
No, of course not.
How big is Jeff Bezos' yacht? That's 100
feet? 400
feet
or something like that?
What the fuck, man? Again, a 400, just think about the 400-foot yacht. This boat seems big, right? Now you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and there's a nor'easter going, and you're surrounded by sharks, and the steering, the power's gone out in the boat because water's washed through it. You're just using the rudder. You're trying to steer the boat into the fucking waves.
Oh, I'm sorry. 300 feet.
And then, 300-foot boat is just gone like it never happened. Like it never fucking happened.
Oh, no, I lied. I'm backtracking on myself. The smaller boat is 200. The Koru is 417 feet long.
Woo! And 17 feet, no less. If 400 wasn't enough, 17 more feet we needed. Jesus.
And the support boat is 279 feet. Heliport.
This motherfucker's got 900 foot where the boats and helicopters is going around.
God.
What, have you ever heard of renting a car? You can rent a nice car, too, I think. You can just go somewhere. You go to a car rental place, and you say, I would like to rent a car, and they will give you a car to rent.
Well, sure.
You don't even have to carry it around in your big, stupid support fucking vessel. How do you get... There's cars on that boat, right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. I go to Paris. Where do you go? I take my boat to London. Who fucking knows? I want to get the car off my boat. How in the fuck do I do that? How do I do that? Does the boat, do I catapult it over to the, how do I get the boat off? How do I get the car off my boat into the ground, to the land, to drive it?
There's who
does that?
Probably some kind of ferry that takes them over. Or you,
for all the people,
there's probably a ramp on the support boat that bet you back up to the dock and you just drive onto it.
How do you get, yeah, that must be it. Because it's an interesting problem to deal with, because it's not like it's worth anybody's time to cater to people like that. Like, you know, how many people have cars on their boats?
Also, in the news.
Do you think Jeff Bezos, also he calls Amazon, he's like, I'm sailing to Newfoundland today. If we have any orders going that way, I could take him along.
I'm sure, yeah.
Hey, I've got your tube socks.
Oh, you'll have some opinions on this one, probably.
Yeah.
58% of respondents to a survey commissioned by the BBC.
Hello.
Performed by YouGov.
Right.
Has 58% of respondents in the UK.
Yes.
Back retaining the monarchy.
Keeping it? What do you do with it? What does that even mean? We're going to retain the monarchy, Ian. So what? Why? To do what? What? Is there anybody else that's a child molester on that fucker?
But it's not looking good among younger people.
Of course! Because they think it's stupid!
Only about a third of young people support the monarchy.
There's no fucking shit!
38% prefer elected head of state.
Oh, I didn't vote for you!
More than three quarters of 18 to 24-year-olds say they are, quote, not interested at all in the royal family.
Get it now while the getting's good, because they're kicking your asses out. If I was in England, I'd be like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out, Andrew, and all you fucks.
Support
the fuck?
For the royals was greatest, of course, among older people.
Ooh, yes.
78% back the royals of the over 65 herd.
God.
Age 50 to 64 is 67%.
Support. I am turning that castle. What's it called where Prince Charles and all those fucks live? King Charles, what's it called?
Windsor Castle?
Windsor Castle. Windsor Castle. Look forward to a Dave and Buster's. Look forward to a Hard Rock Hotel. Look forward to Forever 21 and all that mall shit. We're going to make some money. These fuckers are leeches. They're just living in the best real estate on the planet. Rent fucking free. That's insane. Fuck every bit of that. If I was in London in charge, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. We're going to make some money off this piece of property. This is insane.
Let's see.
What would you do with that castle if it became vacant?
Buckingham Palace, of course.
Yeah. What would you do with it? Strip club? What would we do with it? I mean, it's not making any money right now. It's just used as a royal family. They live there.
You saw Buckingham Palace.
Well, no, you can go there, and it's neat. It's beautiful and all that shit. I'm not saying it's not. You can still look at it and still Airbnb the inside of it. Because it's just sitting there, and these people that are squatting for free are rich. It is crazy.
No, they pay taxes and stuff. And
do they pay rent for where they live?
No, it's their house.
Prince Andrew's fucking around on Epstein Island. He's hiding in...
They own that shit, I think.
Yeah, he's hiding in the woods somewhere.
45% of the people surveyed say they think King Charles is out of touch with the experiences of the British public.
No fucking shit. He grew up.
Charles is 74, founded the Prince's Trust in 1970s while heir to the throne. By 2020, he had helped 1 million young people aged 11 to 30 from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Well, all right. Maybe I'm being a dick.
He's also been a lifelong supporter of protecting the environment and fighting climate change.
That's very nice. Do you think he's holed up in Burnham Forest? Prince Andrew just...
There has been grumbling about the cost of the upcoming coronation, which is paid for by the government.
Fuck that!
Given
Fuck.
The current All financial it. No. pressures on ordinary people, costs for the event are not expected to be published until no. after the event.
Bullshit.
But the last coronation, which was Queen yes. Elizabeth II.
Okay, 1 second. How
in
much?
In 1953, in equivalent pounds, now, 20.5 million pounds.
It's going to be a Zoom event this time. I don't give a shit. You can pick a special fucking background for the coronation. It's going to be Zoom. It's going to be cheaper. How much money? 20 million. Who played? Yeah.
The criticism is part of a wider questions about the transparency of royal finances and plans by Republicans to Republicans to protest at the coronation.
This is royal fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
While 54% in the survey said they thought the royal family are a good value, more youngsters responded that they were a bad value.
What
than
value?
Good.
These are old fucks living in this really nice place for no rent. And
well, they do. They're, you know, what do they do? They run charitable organizations.
King
and
Charles.
They wield their celebrity and prestige.
I am a consultant working on behalf of the British people. Hello. I'm working on behalf of the British people. Justify your existence. What does this fuck do all day? That's what I want to know.
Who? Charles?
Any of these royals. What do you do? 9 a.m. That's when everybody's workday starts.
Well,
what's
meets,
going on, Charles?
People.
Oh, I'm reading my bullshit. Okay, you've done your bullshit. What happens at 9:30? What's the next thing? You've read your bullshit. What's next? What kingly bullshit do you do?
Here we go.
He must be busy.
The king's household is run on military lines, and plans are finalized several days in advance. A team of advisors and staff are responsible for the daily management of the royal household. The king's day begins with news headlines on the radio.
Mine too!
Breakfast consists of fruit salad with seasonal fruits, some seeds rounded off with tea. Despite rumors of the egg being a firm favorite of the king, the person that they were interviewing here said he has never seen the king eat any egg item for breakfast. Daily public engagements begin shortly after breakfast. Usual agenda includes spending time on various charity projects for which the king is patron, planning new ones, discussing state issues with his principal secretary, and reviewing upcoming royal tours.
Ew, what time does the royal finger pudding commence?
If any, his public engagements start soon after, and the workday continues usually till 5 p.m.
The workday?
The king skips lunch, but he takes a break around 1 p.m. for a walk in the open.
Oh, you skip lunch. But wait a second.
He
you
takes another break around 5, yeah?
What does the workday consist of? I mean, it just said workday.
I just told you, he meets people. He discusses state issues.
That's all bullshit.
Plans charities.
Oh, okay. He just seems very unspecific. Just general bullshit.
He takes 1 p.m. for a walk in the open. He then takes another break around 5 p.m. and has tea, sandwiches, and cakes, usually with Queen Consort Camilla.
He's not, you know, the thing is, this royal family bullshit, it's not like they're anyone's doing anything.
He's busy. He generally spends the evenings doing paperwork, it says. That goes past midnight.
Yeah,
finally,
fuck
the king breaks.
Lies.
He breaks for dinner at 8:30 p.m.
He does not work until midnight. That is bullshit.
This is what this says.
I don't care.
This is the Economic Times, right?
Listen, they don't do shit. There's no way this guy works till midnight. Doing what then? What's he up to? Let's see. What's he working on at midnight? Jeez. Does he wear the crown at midnight?
Daily engagements are usually planned and are preserved in a diary. Despite the daily programs, the king likes talking to people, which often upsets the carefully planned timing of the events.
I like it too.
The king has to travel frequently. Besides invitational programs for his charities, he has to participate in military events and perform royal duties like parliament-related work. Now in a role for which he waited for a long time, King Charles III's daily routine is bound to be even more hectic with several events becoming a necessary part of his royal duties.
Who wrote that one? It's hectic. Oh boy, it's so hectic being the king. It's hectic as shit, man.
He's busy, man.
There are people, dude, there are like administrative assistants that don't have time to get all their shit done. They're running around like lunatics. This King Charles has a hectic day, though. Let's remember that.
So the majority of Britons back keeping the monarchy still, although talk to us again in 10 or 20 years when the younger people are like, get them the fuck out of there.
It's a waste of fucking money. I mean, come on. Fuck that.
Well, and they seem to know the writing's on the wall because he pared down the working monarchy, right?
He pared it down.
So of people, you know, earning cash for doing the charity work.
Right.
And stuff.
The thing is, it's like there's only so far you can spread this fucking bullshit. You know, like,
oh yeah, you used to have like the Earl of Butterworth, you know, somebody's second cousin who would go out there and be at official duties.
Right.
And be
what's
like,
the Earl of Butterworth doing right now? He's not doing anything.
Right. And now those guys are gone. He's no longer sucking the monarch teat.
Oh yeah. He's feeding Ron DeSantis finger pudding or whatever. This dumb shit's eating pudding with his hands. I can't believe that. Does he grab it like a claw, the pudding, and just like slap? He's like putting his mouth. It was two fingers. It was a two-finger dip.
Three fingers.
God, that's gross, Ron. What is your fucking problem, dude? You want to be president? This guy can't even eat food with a utensil. God. What a loser. What a horrible, horrible candidate.
Now, meanwhile,
Jesus. Just thinking about
it. They're saying that Rudy may be dragged into this Georgia.
Event. That gross fuck has his hands down his pants. His hair is melting. He's doing all kinds. He's got a lot of shit going on. No pun intended. And this guy uses a spoon when he eats pudding. I can't even begin to think about Rudy three-fingering a carton of pudding. I mean, can you imagine that shit? Is it your hair? Is that a dairy product?
So Representative Zoe Lofgren, Democrat, California, I think,
yes,
went on to note that Donald Trump was involved in the conversations about getting the voting machines. According to testimony, Rudy Giuliani thought they could get them voluntarily, whereas Trump wanted the White House to seize the voting machines.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She said, quote, he had others do the nitty gritty to preserve a little deniability, but there's no question he knew about it. And I think it's obvious he was interested in any scheme that would promote his goal of overturning the election. At one point, the acting director, the Department of Homeland Security,
yes,
had to tell him, we can't do that. I mean, it's not permissible, so certainly he was aware of the whole thing. We have testimony from Mr. Giuliani, she said.
Oh, my gosh. Is it recorded or?
She went on to say the goal was to push out every bit of text they gathered so the Justice Department and state prosecutors would have what they needed to move forward.
Right. Right. I mean, surely legally the team can kind of outsmart Rudy. Tootie Rudy or whatever. Oh my God. He had to testify. He had to sit in a room, and hopefully it had a ceiling fan or something.
Oh, here we go. This is the LA Times. I know we're bouncing around, but this is back to the Tucker.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The sure. Tucker news. Tucker Carlson departs Fox News, pushed out by Rupert Murdoch, this says at the LA Times.
That's some cold ass shit. That's some cold ass shit, Rupert. Tucker delivered for you for the Nazis many, many times.
People familiar with the situation were not authorized to comment publicly said the decision to fire Carlson came straight from Fox Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch.
Nine!
With input from board members and other Fox executives.
Nine! All the Nazis. The Nazis are coming for their own. How sad it is, Tucker. My God, it's just...
Carlson's exit is also related to the discrimination lawsuit filed by Abby Groesberg, the producer fired by the network last month.
Yes.
Carlson's senior executive producer, Justin Wells, has also been terminated.
Termination. You've been sacked, you have. Pack up your shit.
Grossberg was moved off of Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, my God.
And onto Tucker Carlson Tonight, where she alleged she was bullied and subjected to anti-Semitic comments.
Well, that's not nice.
In deposition testimony, the former Fox News producer also said she was coerced by company lawyers to give misleading answers in the Dominion defamation case against the network.
Who the fuck would work for Fox News or could? I mean, there's so much shit going on. What a vile, vile fucking place. What's it like there? It must be crazy. I just picture people running around like, bleh! Shit. Tucker's gone. He's fallen. He's been dethroned. Who will take his spot?
Oh, who knows?
Who will heed the call of the maggots?
I mean, I can't imagine that that they're going to put somebody in there that's just not as vile. I mean, he gets ratings. They're not going to put sane people in there.
Right.
They've got to find another white supremacist.
Okay. Who was the guy at Fox News that we always thought was funny, that who came out of the closet, who he quit Fox News and I think went to MSNBC. He's funny. He did the whole thing about, he had the fuck up where he said something about a blowjob with J-Lo. You know what I'm talking about. Ken's got a southern accent.
Oh,
what's his name? Someone fucking help us.
He was
a curb job rather than a blow job. I won't be doing that anymore. Some shit like that. He just couldn't fucking remember.
Yeah, I forget. I know.
It doesn't matter.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
But what about him? What about him? He's probably never going to work for those fuckers again. There's nobody. Fox has nobody.
Right.
Is you know, it's going to be Kevin Sorbo with some fucking guy like, I don't know, Kevin Sorbo, Hannity. They'll keep Janine.
Shep Smith.
He won't be on Fox.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or a block party. The New York Post was talking about that.
Where did that come from?
You know what? I think
block party.
I don't know.
To blow job.
I think he saw a J in J-Lo, the B in block party.
Well, so, of course, you think blowjobs.
I think so. I think it's similar to the, you know,
that's,
and
Shepherd's,
he's gay, yeah, he's blind, or whatever the fuck, the guy that climbed the mountain. But boy, that is just an outstanding clip, boy. Good work on that one.
You think they'll bring him back, you're saying?
What's his name again? I forgot his name.
Shepherd Smith?
Shep, that was a good one. Yes, they'll bring back Shep. About to pay him a lot, though.
I think he's, he was on CNBC, but I think they I think he even got canceled there.
What the fuck? I always thought he had personality. What's wrong with them? Who are they? Didn't they have Lou Dobbs on CNBC? And then he went to CNN, and then he went to fucking Fox.
I think Lou Dobbs bounced around too, yeah.
Is he still alive?
Tucker Carlson, they're saying, is one of the, if not the only person to have been fired by the top three cable networks, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox.
Oh, that's how he, well, where's
he? That was his progression.
That's amazing. I mean, that's something to be proud of, or I don't know, man. I guess, try your luck at C-SPAN.
So I guess we'll hear more about it. Yeah, and then we mentioned also Don Lemon.
No, that's right.
Canned over at the CNN.
Sucks. Don, that sucks. He got fired the same day. And I read about this. The same day as Tucker. That's bullshit, dude. He stole your fucking... Nobody cares about you, Don. They
And, you know, these... You think they'd call him and tell him, but his agent... They called his agent.
Yeah, I saw that.
And told Don Lemon, hey, right, by the way, don't go into the office today.
Yeah. They must not like him. I don't know. He must be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he was kind of an asshole.
He got in trouble for saying some weird sexist shit, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he got into a fight with one of his colleagues, too.
Right, right, right.
He got mad because she interrupted him.
Oh. Oh, that's right. I remember that.
That was like a month or two ago.
You can't interrupt Don Lemon. Something Jesus like that. Fucking Christ.
Threw a hissy fit. Yeah, I don't know if he's that pleasant of a human. But we'll see. He'll end up right. somewhere, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Tucker, I and Don, maybe they'll do the same show. Somebody said they should do, Don Lemon and Tucker should do a reboot of, it was a stupid thing, of Lethal Weapon, maybe. You could do that.
Look at the time. Holy shit. We've only got a couple minutes left here Fuck. In the big show.
Why doesn't Fox hire us?
Just deciding between stories.
And Tucker just does an hour, right?
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, he didn't do anything.
But yes.
What's he doing with his Fridays now? He was Friday, right?
Tucker was every night.
Every night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. No, you know what? Is he, maybe he's, it's like, this is what Rachel Maddow did. Maybe he'll do a podcast or something.
Maybe, maybe he'll, they'll offer him some big bucks over at Newsmax.
Oh, yes.
Or Rumble. He'll do his own video thing over at Rumble.
I think he's going to do his own thing.
There's talk of some people are saying he's going to run for something. I can't imagine.
He's going to be
happening.
Trump's running mate.
He wouldn't be that. He can make too much money out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Too much money.
Right. I think he's going to get into remote viewing or some. Maybe it'll be a psychic.
An early Washington Post report indicates the separation was downstream from comments he'd made about the Fox executive team.
They're sensitive.
Fox last week settled a massive defamation lawsuit. Part of the suit, the company obtained and released numerous messages from Fox News staff and on-air personalities, including Carlson. The suggestion here is that despite Carlson's robust viewership, his comments about the company's leadership made his position untenable.
Damn!
Carlson, but some other stuff might also be at play. Carlson has been the target of numerous boycotts, eating away at his sponsors, and has been focus of other legal action.
Jeez.
It's possible, too, that Carlson engaged in some more mundane behavior that might result in termination. People get fired for lots of reasons not related to their professed political extremism.
I mean, do you think it's, I mean, what was it then? Did he, was he eating people's food out of the break room in the wrong fridge or some shit?
So
he ate Pirro's tuna fish.
Let's consider the post-Fox careers of a few other exiles.
Oh, yeah.
Bill O'Reilly left in April 2017 after being accused of sexual harassment. Thanks in part to the reason for his departure, O'Reilly then wandered the media wilderness.
No, he went on tour with after Dennis Miller. He was fine.
After Trump left office, he joined O'Reilly in a speaking tour for which the pair sold tickets, though fewer than they'd hoped.
Well, that's the case, isn't it?
O'Reilly now has a podcast and radio show far cry from his once influential perch.
Right, right.
Megyn Kelly left the network for a new position with MSNBC News. It seemed like an upgrade. But it didn't work out. She lasted a bit over a year at NBC.
Yep.
Now she, too, has her own podcast and radio show. Eric Bolling left after being suspended for sending inappropriate pictures to colleagues.
Yes.
He landed at Fox News competitor Newsmax.
Penis pics.
Then there's the most obvious parallel to Carlson, they say here.
Yes.
Glenn Beck.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that guy.
Beck appeared on Carlson's show the evening after Trump was indicted earlier this month. The similarities are striking. Each host had a show in prime time that he used to push the envelope on what was acceptable in cable news. Each built massive audiences, earning status as the de facto voice of the American right wing. Beck left Fox relatively soon after achieving that status. He left to build his own media conglomerate, including television channel.
Yes.
The channel and his media universe have survived, but Beck's clout in the media and the nation's political conversation is nowhere near what it once was. That he was at first a vocal opponent of Trump didn't help. He chose poorly.
I'm going to say this, Dad. If we're comparing Glenn Beck to goddamn Tucker Carlson, then I'm going to tell you to pump the fucking brakes. In respect to Glenn Beck, Tucker has given us a thimble of material compared to the wealth of shit Glenn Beck has said over the years.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
That's media rape right there.
Right. And you're not even...
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
We're not even scraping the surface. I guarantee you, you know, Tucker's nothing compared to this Glenn Beck fuck. And the wardrobe, even. The wardrobe, please.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
There we go. It's nothing. It just keeps...
Remember, that story was Pensacola.
Oh, that's right.
The box of dildos got sent to Doug Underhill.
Doug Underhill.
Our snowflake representative, one of the snowflake councilmen here.
Yeah, this state is such a joke, man.
Who got
sent
a literal box of dildos and was all upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, Glenn Beck, it just has delivered clip after clip after clip. And we cannot compare him to that Nazi Carlson. You know, it's like.
But I guess they're just talking about prestige and where he's going to go afterwards. So they're suggesting it sounds like that Tucker may just start the Tucker Channel.
Right. In terms of fashion, Tucker has a long way to go.
Maybe he'll go back to the Daily Caller. I wonder if he still has tentacles in that. We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Probably. Yes.
Check our Twitter, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Buy shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use the banner on the webpage. It helps us get paid. It doesn't cost me shit. And check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed evenings. Fuck Tucker, everybody.
Fuck yourself.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.